Ali Moore on ABC Radio Melbourne and Victoria.
Or do you know someone who's trapped on the other side of the New South Wales border? Maybe they tried to get back. Are they worried now about whether or not they'll be back in time for school? Helene is a Melbourne resident. She is stuck on the New South Wales Central Coast, which of course is a hot zone, with her family. Helene, hello.
Hi, Ali.
So tell us a little bit about your situation. Did you try and get back?
Oh, we most certainly did, and it was a debacle. We've been up here since the 12th of December. On the 20th of December, we heard the news. The 21st, we're up here. It takes 7 hours to drive to the border, and we were hearing about the fact that it was going to be a queue. We were factoring in about 6 hours in the queue. We packed the cars, we locked the doors of our home here, and we're about to pile in the dog, the cat and the three kids who need to get back to Melbourne to go to school. We thought this was the only thing we could do. And the thing is that we're still transitioning to Melbourne. We've got our place up here and we've got our home in Melbourne. We went through the whole thing that was going on last year, back and forth. My husband doesn't have proof of Victorian residency yet.
So you were told he wouldn't be allowed across the border?
We were told he would be turned back. Now, we had two cars, a trailer, and, you know, it's just the amount of stress that this is... I mean, that's just our situation. Everybody's got different situations out there. We're all trying to do the right thing. We are all trying to work out what path is best. I keep looking at every day. I've been listening to the news. I've been looking at all the information on the internet, on the DHHS. They were telling us, Russell was on the morning of the 21st, was on the phone all morning trying to get through.
And Russell's your husband, because I know your family, Helene. Have you managed now to work out what the process is, I suppose, if you're going to request an exemption, particularly given where you're coming from?
Yeah, it took a long time to find the actual exemption permit. The green permits are there, very, very clear. But, you know, as you know, as you said, that there's about 2,000 people who have actually applied for the exemption permit. I finally found it. But there's no ground for kids to go back to school. I think that's...
So how old are your children?
Well, my eldest is going into year 12, my youngest is going into year 7.
And you, I suppose last year they would have had a lot of time remote learning, so you need to get back obviously in the next 10 days. Are there any other grounds under the exemption process that you could apply?
All I can see is if extreme circumstances or certain medical circumstances. So,
Have you rung the hotline?
Oh, we have... Multiple, we keep ringing the hotline and they keep saying, call back later.
So what are you going to do?
Well, I have been losing sleep, I'm just quite anxious and stressed about the whole thing. Not sure. We're trying to, we are happy to go back into quarantine, 14 days. That means we have to get back by around the 11th or 12th of January, this Sunday, coming Monday. And if we don't, then the kids are going to miss the first few days of school, which is really imperative, especially for year 7.
Year 12. I guess that's why the government is saying that you need to apply for an exemption early if you want to be back at the end of the month. Helene, we wish you well, and we'll try and pursue that issue of whether exemptions based on the need of children to return to school is going to become one of the allowable exemption basis, if you like, particularly, you know, given that you're going to go into quarantine when you come in. We wish you well, Helene.
Thank you very much.